Welcome to Partnered in Purpose.
In all situations, you have to put your marriage and your family first.
Learn firsthand from power couples who've built healthy relationships and successful businesses.
The choices that you make every day don't just affect you, they affect everyone around you.
Utilize proven techniques and strategies to help your relationship thrive in business and marriage.
It's never going to be backwards when you're with the right person.
This is Partnered in Purpose with Ryan and Alicia Gilliam.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Partnering in Purpose, where we help entrepreneurial couples thrive in love and business. My name's Ryan.
And I'm Alicia. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing growing better together. So the last couple episodes, we talked about living better together, loving better together, and now we're going to talk about growing better together. And if you may have noticed, this kind of is a spinoff of our Better Together segment. At the end of every Better Together segment, we say, let's live, love, and grow better together. And today's episode is focused on growth. And I think we can all use a little bit of growth in our lives.
Definitely true.
So, Ryan, what is your one-word check-in for today? How are you feeling?
I'm going to just say copacetic. I feel copacetic. There's nothing wrong, I don't want to say fine, because I know fine means feelings inside, not expressed. So mm-hmm. I try to avoid saying the fine word, but I'm copacetic. I feel pretty good. How about you, Miss Alicia? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a little depleted. My energy is a little low. I haven't been feeling well this past week. So I'm trying to get back to myself, but I'm not 100% yet. So my energy is a little low because my body is, I just feel sick in my body. So
it's crazy. Like, one of the hardest things to do for me as a husband is to see you in discomfort or any kind of pain and not have any control over it. Yeah. And just like, just so hard. Because I want to fix it every single time. And sometimes I can't fix it. I got to just do that. But no, I want to hope you feel better, baby.
Yeah, I appreciate you caring and helping with the kids and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Teamwork, dream work. So today on the Better Together segment, I want to talk about learning to get over it. Now, I want you to just be real for a second and tell me if you ever felt like you've put too much into something to let go. Pride and ego will make you stay in something that God is trying to get you out of. So today, we want to talk about learning to let go. It doesn't matter if it's a period in your life, a person in your life, or a position in your life that you once had that's no longer there. I need you to move past it. These P's are very important, because if you allow people to keep you stuck in the past, you won't be able to see the present that's in front of you. God calls it a present for a reason. It's something that you can enjoy. It's something that's meant to give you joy in your life. However, if we're so focused on those periods in our life that have already come and gone, and we're still stuck in them, we'll never see the sunrise in the morning. We have got to learn to get over it. So our challenge for you today in the Better Together segment is stop looking in the past and look to the future. Know that your best days are yet to come. There's so many other things and opportunities that are just around the corner. If you believe they're around the corner, we know that as a man and woman thinketh, so is she, so is he. So think good thoughts, think positive thoughts. Think about the things that God is going to do instead of thinking about the things that the enemy has already done. Take your mind off of what bad has happened and put your mind on what God is going to make happen. So today, family, let's continue to live, love, and grow better together.
You know, that's definitely easier said than done, especially like you mentioned in the segment. If you've been in something for a long time, you've invested a lot of energy in it, a lot of time, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Getting over it, you know, takes time. But we can't dwell in those places when something is dead, when God is saying, hey, this situation is over. You need to move past it. We got to move past it. But it definitely takes some attitude adjustment, as we talked about in a previous episode.
Yeah, I think that was episode 8. It's one of my... that was overcoming adversity. I don't remember which one attitude adjustment was. But I do know, like, one of the things for me in the past has been trying to determine between when God says I need to push harder and when God is saying a situation is over. Mm-hmm. It takes some serious discernment to know which is which. But I think God will always answer that question if we're actually asking God. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times in my life, at least, I've struggled with that question, but I haven't actually went to the source for the answer. I've went to people. Okay. I've went and kind of, you know, to what we would consider horoscopes or, you know, all these kind of self-help books. You go to all these other places, but to God in prayer. And I think we need to learn to go to God in prayer and wait for God to answer us and be okay with whatever answer God gives us. Mm-hmm. I think we're all guilty to that for certain periods in our life of just basically sitting back going, I want the answer to be this, God, and I'm going to keep staying here until you change the answer. Mm-hmm. I want this business to grow in this way. And as long as you say, yes, the business can grow, I'm okay.
Right.
But when you say, no, I don't want you to do this business anymore. I want you to close this business and I want you to start this business up, or I want you to go work for somebody else, mm-hmm. or I want you to do something that you don't think is what you want to do. You know, we got to learn to get over what we want, or learn to get over the past and learn to focus on what God is telling us to do right now in this season.
Well, a lot of times the reasons why we're afraid to let go is because we're fearful of what's behind that other door. You know, like, I don't want to let this situation go. It may be a bad situation, but I know this situation. I don't want to let this go because I'm afraid of what, you know, this next opportunity, what this next period of time is going to look like. So, you know, we don't move because of fear.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the title of today's episode, growth. Mm-hmm. Growth is uncomfortable and it's not automatic. Mm-hmm. So growth requires you getting out of your comfort zone. I don't think about a kid growing up. When they're first starting to stretch their legs a little bit and they're growing and their bones are stretching and their muscles are growing, it's mm-hmm. uncomfortable for them to be in their own skin. I remember when I was going through puberty and my voice was changing and there's different things going on. It doesn't always feel good to be in a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old skin. Yeah. I would imagine for a teenage girl, it's similar or not, if not a little bit more crazy there. But it's the same thing as adults when we grow and develop in our spiritual walk. We grow and develop in our marriages. Mm-hmm. We grow and develop in our businesses. All those things are happening because you can't get into where you're supposed to be until you leave where you've already been. A caterpillar has to turn and transform into a butterfly.
Right.
A snake has to shed his own skin, mm-hmm. his old skin. So oftentimes we view these transitions as a negative thing or being fearful of what's to come next, when we should be viewing it from an opportunity to grow and expand.
So you mentioned not looking at transitions as a negative thing, you know, to view them positively. And, you know, as we kind of been talking about, sometimes that's hard. A recent example is when we decided to have the kids do virtual school for this year, I felt some anxiety about that. You know, I didn't know if it was the best decision. I was nervous about how they would react to it. And so I spent all this time thinking about, okay, how are we going to break the news to them that they're going to be learning at home? And when we finally talked to them about it, they were super excited, right? So we were worried about something that they could care less about. They were excited about it, and they don't even want to go back to school at this point. That's not to say that we agree with that, but sometimes we create these situations in our head about how these transitions may be, but we often make those situations bigger or scarier than they have to be.
Do you remember the first time riding a school bus? I remember, you know, going to sixth grade. I was riding school bus before sixth grade, but sixth grade was middle school. It was bigger, older kids, you know, kind of deal. I remember getting on the bus and being terrified. I remember that to this day, that first day going to middle school on a school bus. I remember my first day of high school and the things I thought about before I got to high school. And then I remember my first day of college. Yeah. And each time the growth and the maturity and the life experience that I needed was scary for me, but it was required for me to grow and develop. And I remember the first time we opened our business and we had employees and we had to have fire an employee or hire an employee. I remember the first time we had to deal with the bank in a really serious way, or it doesn't really matter what obstacle or what event we're talking about. Each time you go into them, a little nervous, apprehensive, you go in not sure of yourself, your abilities, your experiences, all these different things. But at the end of it, you gain something from it. Right. You grow better together. And I think we got to look back, not just in the past in this nostalgic way, but look back over the things we've overcome and allow that to build our confidence for the future.
Absolutely. You know, we will never become the person that we truly want to be without going through change, without growing, without becoming that butterfly. And you're going to be stretched, you're going to be strengthened, but in the end, it's going to make you better. You know, we have to push past our comfort zone. If we only did what was comfortable for us, where would we be?
Yeah, that's really good. Now, in the context of 2020, with everything going on, everybody's been stretched.
Yes.
Everybody is out of their comfort zone. And just because the world or certain parts of the economy or the government has told us to stand still during this period doesn't mean we can't grow. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day. The other day on Sunday. And a part of my sermon, I was trying to address the possibility of another lockdown. And I was saying that, hey, you know, I don't want it to be another lockdown, but if there is another lockdown, remember Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament while he was on house arrest. And what I'm saying by that is, just because the situation and circumstances are against you doesn't mean you can't rise above them. And I'm not trying to make light of COVID. I'm not trying to make light of the different, you know, aspects of the world and, you know, all these kind of things. But I'm just saying, we got to learn how to embrace things and fight through them. If we really want growth, all right, we got to seek after growth. The Bible says, knock and the door will be open to you. You know, seek and ye shall find. You know, ask and it shall be given. Meaning you've got to take initiative. And I think if it was easy, everybody would do it. So we want great marriages. We got to work for them. We got to have growth in the midst of 2020 and COVID. We want great businesses. We got to work for them. We got to do it in the midst of economic uncertainty and all these kind of other things, because that's the whole point of walking by faith and not by sight. If you have to see something being easy for you to do it, do you really have faith, or are you only operating when it's, you know, when it's a guarantee and it's a lock? So I think growth for us right now in 2020 is even more imperative, because there's so many people who are just staying still and not going forward, that the growth now will not just separate you from where you used to be, but it'll separate you from where everybody else is as well.
Well, and then when you think about it, you know, think about all the innovation that has come out of this pandemic, right? You know, yes, there's been a lot of trials, a lot of things that have gone on that, you know, we're not excited about, but there has so much great creativity, so much innovation. You know, people have been pivoting and doing things differently, you know, seeing churches online, churches that have never done anything related to, you know, the internet and technology in that way. Seeing my grandmother, you know, get on Zoom calls and do different things. It's like, wow, this is what we're capable of. You know, when our back is against the wall, we come up with creative things, right? And so that's how some of these businesses were even created, Uber and Uber Eats and all these different technologies and different companies were created out of, you know, people changing, people seeking something different. So we can't be afraid of, you know, adapting. You know, that's kind of how we're going to survive in this world, you know, and when you're in crisis, that's when leaders show up, right? So when you're in crisis and you're able to stand out against the crowd and do something different and say, hey, well, you know what? Yes, this is a problem. Let's figure out how we can make this work for us. How can we do things better despite the situation that we're in? That's when leaders rise.
Yeah. Now, how do we grow better together in a freaking pandemic as husband and wife? Like, I get it from a ministry standpoint, you know, we can continue to grow. It's difficult to grow the church or your ministry in a pandemic, but it's possible. I understand that. I get from a business standpoint, you know, it's still difficult, but I understand how to do that. How do you do that in your marriage? How do you grow, Alicia, in your marriage with everything going on right now?
I mean, I think it's similar to, you know, what we've been saying in the last couple episodes about being intentional about it and knowing that during time, well, first of all, people change regardless. You know, as you get older, as you mature, as you experience things in life, you begin to change and you begin to grow. And when you're in partnership with someone, they begin to grow and they begin to change as well. And the hope is that you guys grow better together during that time. And so in times of crisis, in times of uncertainty, you know, that's another great opportunity to lean in and work on growing better together, being intentional about it, learning what each other needs during that time, and also giving your spouse space to grow and adapt and deal with, you know, changes that they're experiencing individually.
No, that the latter is huge for me. Like when you say the space to grow, develop, I think that's paramount because we often think of the marriage unit as a singular unit as if they're not individual people.
Right.
And you're an individual person. I'm an individual person. Yes, God brought us together. Yes, we're one, flesh of flesh, blood of blood. But for us and to go forward as a unit, we both got to be growing and developing individually. And we got to give each other space to do that. So it doesn't do us any good if we're kind of not encouraging one another to grow. And that's in many different areas in our life. We got to encourage each other to grow professionally, like as far as education and training. We got to encourage each other to grow in our physical health, as far as like, you know, our eating habits and our exercise. We have to encourage each other to grow spiritually.
Right.
And we have to give each other space to grow spiritually and not be taken aback by one person spending more time in one area or another area, be that working out, be that praying, be that going and get more education or training and development, or somebody could want to grow because they need to grow in an area that's more social, you know, kind of different thing and build out some different things on their own end, wherever they're weak in growing in those areas. So I think a big part of growing as a marriage is growing individually and then coming together.
Right.
So I just think that's a great point that you made.
And then also, you know, you mentioned encouraging your spouse to grow in those areas. And I also think helping to hold your spouse accountable. But there's a fine line, you know, you don't want to be too pushy, right? Where you feel like, okay, are you holding me accountable? Or are you judging me? You know what I mean? But, you know, accountability is important because that's your spouse is usually the closest person to you. And so, you know, when you're trying to grow in certain areas, having somebody there to push you and to hold you accountable is essential, because it's very easy, you know, if we're kind of dealing with something on our own, like, oh, you know, I have this weight loss goal, right? And just as an example, and if I'm just dealing with it on my own and maybe I'm down, maybe I'm not motivated at the moment, having you come in and say, hey, baby, you know, let's not eat the brownies today. Let's eat the salad. You know what I mean? Just kind of like a healthy nudge of accountability helps. And it's a reminder of, you know, yep, I am trying to do right. Let me push the cookies aside and get back on track.
No, Alicia, that's good. That's really good. I think, you know, a big part of growth is that you can't go somewhere you haven't been. And a lot of times we want to go somewhere as a married couple. We want to go somewhere as a business. We want to go somewhere in ministry. And we think we can get there on our own without some type of coaching or guidance. And I think it's really important to not be so prideful to ask for help. If your marriage is at that 7-year low, right? They say that 7-year itch, and you want to grow in your marriage, and you're not like at the point where you guys don't get a divorce, but you also are at that point where you're not growing. You've had some stagnation. It's okay to go to your pastors. It's okay to go to a married couple who've already been there and done that and seek, you know, help from them in your business. It's okay to go to other successful seasoned business owners and ask them how to accomplish certain things. It's okay in ministry to have a spiritual father or mother who can help you get out of where you are. And I think so many times we want growth, but we don't want to seek that growth. We don't want to seek advice on how to get there. We just want to get there on our own and get frustrated when we have failure along the way.
Or we have pride and we don't want to seek help because we're afraid of how that may come off. You know, oh, I can just do this by myself. When in actuality, there's nothing wrong with seeking help. There's nothing wrong with having a coach or surrounding yourselves with people that are better than you. Surround yourself with friends that are accomplishing big goals, that are doing things similar to what you want to do. That's how you grow, you know, being in an environment that's conducive for growth is important. Because sometimes you can be planting good seeds, but the soil isn't good.
No, Alicia, that's another good one, because the people you are around are going to dictate, you know, kind of, you know, we always talk about work culture, you know, it's always, you know, that's kind of dictating the culture of your life. If you're around a bunch of people who are not trying to grow, it's going to be difficult for you to grow. I like one of the things we did is we created an Acts 18 community. In our Acts 18 community, we have a lot of like-minded men and women, married people who are in business together, who are business partners, who are all looking for growth. And it's not about anything other than I'm here to support you. You're here to support me. Let's all do this thing together.
Right.
We all say we want to be around like-minded people. And then sometimes when we have the opportunity to be around them, we just go off to ourselves or we go off in our homes and different things. So no, like if you're listening and you're looking for people that can help you grow, that can help you develop, not just in your marriage, but in your business, and you want a community of like-minded married believers, come join the Acts 18 group. We are the passionate leaders of it, but by no means are we the only voices. We have hundreds of married couples throughout the country. Some people who are from Canada all the way to literally South Africa to the UK, who are all trying to not just love God, but love our spouses and grow in our businesses. And we don't have all the answers, but together to collectively, I think we can get a lot accomplished. So I'm really passionate, really, really encouraged by the different things I've heard. We had a testimony service the last time we had family time. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just hearing everything people are doing, it freaking gets you charged up. It gets you excited, not just about life, but about what God is doing. Because I always think what God has done for you, he can do for me. God has no respect to person. So growth is a lot about what you're around.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really big on what you're around. I think you got to be around people who are growth minded.
So yes, growth is about who you're around, and it's also about the effort that you put into it, right? We can never stop learning. I think when we feel as though we know it all, that there's nothing else to be learned, when we feel that we know it all and there's nothing else for us to learn is when we stop, developing. But if we have a mind open for learning and seeking those opportunities out, that's when we can really go to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, you can't be full of pride. You have to be around good people who also want the same things. Be willing to accept coaching, be willing to accept guidance. And like we said in the very beginning, you get out what you put in. So those are definitely four things, Alicia, that will help encourage growth in your life, your ministry, your business, and even your marriage. Growing better together, I think, just like from a holistic standpoint, looking at it from a bird's eye view, it really goes back to what your goals are and your willingness to work towards those goals.
Absolutely.
You know, but you can't work towards something you haven't written down.
True.
You can't go towards something that you haven't created that vision board for. You can't work towards something you haven't made up in your mind. You know, the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain.
Right.
So you got to do that. You know, you want growth, but I guess we've got to ask the hard question tonight. Have you decided what growth looks like in your life? Mm-hmm. Have you decided what growth looks like in your business? What growth looks like in your marriage? What growth looks like in your ministry? And once you make that decision, you write it down and you commit to it. Just being blunt, we often don't want to do that because then we are opening ourselves up for failure. Because once I write this down, mm-hmm. once I put this down on paper, now I'm committed to it. And then if it doesn't happen, you know, what does that mean about me? What does that mean about this or that? And so, you know, growth is impossible if we don't even determine what our successes or our goals are.
Yeah. And like when we're coaching couples, when we're talking about, you know, their goals and action planning, you know, we say, what is the next right step? If you're writing down your goals and you're trying to figure out, okay, how can I get to this next level? How can I grow? Take the next right step and just keep moving forward. You will never be stuck if you keep moving, even if it's imperfect action. As long as you're making steps towards the goal, you will always be moving closer to it.
Yeah, I think it's really big. Something you say so often, I mean, it's kind of ingrained in my mind is, you know, small steps matter. You know, when we think, okay, I want to open up a new location, you know, a new brick and mortar location for our business, you know, and you think, oh man, I don't have the financing, or you think all these things that you lack. Well, you do have the time to scout locations. Mm-hmm. You can make some searches and get a real estate agent to begin finding you possible locations. You can put out offers to figure out if somebody's willing to give you 6 months free rent. All they can do is say no. One of the things we've always done when we went at different brick and mortar locations for any of our businesses is we always wanted to get 3 months or 6 months free rent because it gives us an opportunity to get the revenue and the income in to support that different business. My point is, there are actions you can take now that will help you get to where you're trying to go, even if you don't have all the resources you need. Mm-hmm. You got an idea for this or that. Have you found the manufacturer? I know you don't have the money to pay them, but have you found the manufacturer mm-hmm. that can work within your budget that you suspect to have? Okay. If you find the manufacturer, have you determined what the right materials are? Mm-hmm. If it's a product, if it's a service, have you developed up a schedule that would help you actually meet the quotas or the guidelines that you set? And I think doing the work, making the plan, be it a business plan or even in your marriage, do the work so you're ready for when the growth takes place, when you get to the place you're trying to go. Stop waiting for something to happen and do the work to make it happen.
And sometimes, you know, if you don't have the resources, that's what your steps are. Your steps are finding the resources, you know. So we make it harder than it has to be.
Amen.
We just need to really break it down. When we're working with other people, we're like, okay, so what are your steps? What resources do you need to become successful? And what barriers may be in your way of success? And let's figure out a plan for conquering those barriers. And it's really that simple to come up with an action plan. Okay, so we have covered quite a bit on how to continue to grow better together. As we've stated throughout this episode, when you're talking about growing better within your marriage, be sure to give your spouse space to grow, encourage them, help to hold them accountable. And when we're talking about growth within your individual self, not being afraid to do something that's uncomfortable. And a lot of times, and most times, our success is on the other side of our comfort zone.
So before we close out, Alicia, I'm just curious, like, where are you trying to grow right now? Like, just you individually, where are you trying to grow?
And quite a bit of areas, but I'll give you one example. I am really trying to grow in my health. trying to focus on what I'm putting into my body and eating better and moving my body more, exercising. So that's one area that I'm definitely trying to focus growth on.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I need to join that growth journey with you. I don't think I've been the way I should be in that area. But for me, like growth right now, like I think I struggle when I have too many different areas I'm trying to grow at one time. And I don't, you know, I need to see success to continue on in certain things. So for me right now, I just want to grow in my spiritual walk. Like that's mm-hmm. where I'm at right now. I just want to grow spiritually. And that's really hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard because it takes everything. You know, like if you want to grow and get your muscles bigger, you just go pump iron, right? Mm-hmm. And you just go and you just do push-ups and you do sit-ups and you'll see abs and you'll see your biceps growing. If you want to run faster, you can literally just go run on the track. Those are things you can do and you'll get the results. All you gotta just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, spiritually, when you talk about I want to grow in the fruit of the spirit, you're like, well, I want to grow and have better patience. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So then you want to get aggravated mm-hmm. and then you got to show patience with right. people the way Christ shows patience with us. And so like, that's like, ooh, stretching, but it's what I need. Like right. that's where I'm at right now with my mm-hmm. growth track. And so I'm just like, okay, you say you want more of me, Ryan, but this is what more of me looks like. And so that's where I am, but I'm happy about the opportunity to grow and develop in Christ and see what all God has for me. And you know, it's been a journey, but I'm excited about the journey. And one thing I know for me is that the fact that my growth is not so much just focus and finances.
Yeah.
Because for so much of my life, it has been. For the most part of my life, it's been about finances. I've always said, oh, if I just make, you know, X more this month, or I can make X amount of money for the year, oh, our life will be so much better. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm excited that I've grown and developed enough to where I don't see myself that way anymore. Mm-hmm. I view success through the eyes of spiritual. How does God see me? And that's how I'll see myself. Okay. So I'm excited about that growth, but I also see some areas where I still got to do some work in. So, you know, we said in the Better Together segment today that we wanted everybody to challenge themselves to get over certain things and learn to get over it. Mm-hmm. But we also want to leave you on this episode with identifying those areas that you can grow in and putting the work in those areas. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be big as we get ready to go to our last episode of season one on next Tuesday, our Thanksgiving episode. Yes. We're really excited about the time we spent with everybody this year, 2020. After this last episode, we won't have another episode until January of 2021. So just know we are really, really, really grateful for everybody who has just joined us along this first season. I mean, all the reviews, all the comments. I mean, you guys going on the Facebook page and saying all the nice stuff. And it's really cool because we just started the podcast. I'm like, we don't know if anybody's going to listen. And then now that we got a few listeners and you guys are being faithful, man, we really appreciate it. And just know in 2021, we got some pretty cool things down the road coming.
Yes, we do. So we hope you enjoyed this episode, family. As Ryan said, we will see you next Tuesday. And until then, be blessed.
Thank you for listening to Partnered in Purpose. Please like, subscribe, and comment. We value your feedback. Don't forget to follow us on social media @PartneredInPurpose.